Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Sponsored by FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in single-day fantasy sports contests.
Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
Hey, everybody, what is up? Welcome. It is the Friday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. It is presented to you, as always, by our friends over at FanDuel.com. So if you haven't been to FanDuel in a while, certainly run over there, check them out. The single-entry series, we got a few more days left this week. If you've been playing, you can check the leaderboard out over at RotoGrinders.com. And you know, either any way you look at it, even if you think that you're out of it, it's tough to say for sure because, again, it's just based on the total points. So if you have a big day, you can certainly catch up and make up a lot of ground. But the one thing to remember for sure is that it's a nice high-dollar single-entry tournament. I know a lot of people are pining for more and more of those. A lot of people don't like the multi-entry. Well, play in these. You know, everybody's starting from the same spot. And it's an opportunity for you to kind of fill some of these bigger tournaments. Last night, I didn't think it was going to fill. Late push, and it happened. So I was happy to see that. And FanDuel kind of kept it at that same $40,000 price point tonight. So check that out. And it's a big Friday night. Also have a World Fantasy Baseball Championship qualifier. I believe it's a $300 buy-in on that tournament. And, of course, you win that. You'll be heading to Nashville, and still haven't punched my ticket for that. Have picked my spots, and I think I might be picking one today. That tournament is already half full at 67 of 122, so certainly another tournament for you to kind of take note of today. The big cash game tournaments are going to be the squeeze at 140, the home run at $100 buy-in at 100K tonight, so check them out over there, FanDuel.com. Today, we're obviously going to be looking basically at this Friday night schedule because we're loaded up with a lot of things, a lot of games for us, and, you know, we don't want like an hour-long podcast, so we're pretty much going to devote it strictly to that. Again, we're going to use the FanDuel salaries for reference. Again, they don't always cross over FanDuel to DraftKings. It's funny because, you know, I'm a believer in streaks, and it's crazy. Like, in my whole daily fantasy career, I've gone through these streaks where I play really well on one site and then not so good on the other, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm kind of struggling a little bit with FanDuel, but DraftKings, man, I've had a winning night, like, feels like a week straight. So it's crazy how that goes. So that's sometimes, you know, a good indication, you know, if you're, you know, cold on one site, try another one out. And sometimes just the different salary setups, the different roster setups, the different scoring, you know, you just kind of do better with it for a while. So that's something that I've found and it's kind of where I'm at this moment. So obviously still going to take that shot on that queue on FanDuel. I want to get to Nashville. I want to be a part of that amazing, amazing live final. But it's not going to be easy. That is for certain. But let's get into the games tonight. Again, we always start with pitching today. And on FanDuel, we only need to roster one. And we've got one guy who certainly stands head and shoulders above the rest of the field in terms of pure talent and salary, and that's Max Scherzer tonight. He's at 11-6 in this game against the San Francisco Giants. It certainly checks in with one of the lowest totals of the day at 7. Scherzer, though, not a big favorite on the road at just minus 147 going against Jeff Samardzija. I'm okay with him because obviously the K upside makes up, I think, for the fact that the win could potentially not be there for him, maybe more so than some other spots. And I say that because you look at the numbers, 45 and 39 in his last two starts, and he didn't pick up win points there. When he gets the win, then he gives you one of those, you know, 50, 60 point elite starts where we've seen with, you know, against the Mets 60, against the Mets 64, against the Cubs 63, White Sox 51, Phillies 63. So I think that's the difference between whether or not you get, you know, obviously mega elite or you're going to get a solid start. I think we're going to see 7 strikeouts again today. This is a beneficial ballpark to the starting pitchers there. And I'm just not in love with that San Francisco Giants lineup. But does concern me a little bit that, you know, I figured he'd probably be at least minus 160 today. And just giving you some perspective here, you can look at Vince Velasquez. He's the same sort of favorite today going against the Atlanta Braves at minus 147. And that is also a road game for them. So, yes, you usually don't see minus 200 road favorites here, but I expected him to be a little bit higher than he was this morning. So, definitely wanted to, you know, take note of that. You can probably make it work on FanDuel, especially if you, you know, find some of the 2K kind of bats that you have out there. If you're a believer in the Rangers today against Kansas City, you've obviously got Gallo at 2K, Mazzara at 2.2. So those guys are pretty reasonably priced out there in this matchup. So just kind of depends on whether or not, you know, you're a believer in those low dollar guys, because there's a handful of them out there today. And even, you know, one third baseman today, which I just don't get. We'll get to him in just a minute. I'm okay with Scherzer. I don't think he's a lock and load for cash games, because if you go to, say, Vince Velasquez, who I think is probably my number two, he is at 9,000. So that's 2,600 difference between these two. That's significant for me. And obviously, that's going to upgrade a number of positions, a number of hitters for you. And I think, you know, Boston, for example, I expect them to kind of get back going once again today. So I think I probably give just a little bit of a slight edge to Velasquez, even for my cash games, because he's obviously been not as consistent as Scherzer in the K department. But as of late, he's been pretty darn solid. So he's certainly a guy that, you know, I'm got my eye on here tonight. Some people could say Rick Porcello. I don't know about that, but the numbers bear out pretty solid here. You know, every start that he's gotten a win, he's been over 30 fantasy points or more, and he's gotten a win in 6 of his last 7. 44, 40, 45, 30, 51, 42. So the question is, okay, if he's got a floor of 30 with a win, a ceiling of say 50 with a win, is he going to get a win today? Well, probably, because we've got Tim Lincecum pitching for Los Angeles, and that guy's not particularly great. And the crazy thing about Porcello is, look at this. This guy's had home starts in 6 of his last 7 starts. Now, the one road start was Tampa, which is certainly a good ballpark for pitchers. L.A., not a bad pitcher's ballpark either. That does worry me just a little bit, because his 3 starts before then, 33, 27, and 12, came on the road. But he's just, you know, not huge K upside, certainly against his team. I think on multi-pitcher sites, maybe you could look at him, but even on FanDuel, I know 12 fantasy points is valuable here, and we've got a decent floor on him, but the price isn't just good enough for me. So that's my problem kind of with him. I think Velasquez gives you a little bit better upside in terms of the if he picks up a win. 42, 45, 48, 57. Those are all pretty much higher than what we've seen there with Porcello. And we're starting to see, you know, Atlanta, they're really bad against right-handed pitching. Strikeout numbers are going to be there. And they're throwing Tyrell Jenkins tonight, so he's not that much of a step up. So those are my top targets. You got Mats at 97. Colorado away from home, obviously not a great team. Very low team total there in that one. I think we're sitting at a 7-game total. 3.07 in that one, so that's even lower than what the Giants are projected against Max Scherzer today. So that's probably the lowest expected team total of the day. And with Mets, you know, lefty on lefty versus Blackman and Cargo, it neutralizes those guys to a point. But I'll tell you right now, the FanDuel algorithm, not very high on the Colorado Rockies here tonight. Tournament option for me only today. If you want to go cheaper tonight, Kevin Gausman's pitched way better than I think The numbers indicate 95 strikeouts in 100 innings, the ERA under 4. Just not a whole lot of wins. I think he's like 2-9 this season. So he's fallen on the wrong side of the win variance. But the two games he has gotten wins, 54 and 56. Problem here today is he's going against Toronto on the road. And that's not a great spot. Last start against them, just 25 fantasy points in that start. So I'm probably not going to use him, but he's a cheaper option for us today. In terms of as low as I'm willing to go tonight with my starting pitcher, man, there's not a whole lot down in the cheap seats today, boys and girls. Wish I had a great option for you, but I really, really don't. I mean, you could go to Brandon Finnegan, maybe against San Diego. You know, he's had a couple of reasonable starts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Of his last 9 have gone for 30 fantasy points or more. Edwin Jackson's on the mound for them. Obviously not in Great America, so it's not as great of a ballpark. But you've got some red-hot bats there with guys like Jay Bruce, Joey Votto, Billy Hamilton. So I probably would say Finnegan at 5,800 would be my like low-dollar total punt option of the day. But I don't feel necessarily great about that one. All right, let's head it up. Head it up game by game here tonight. Orioles and Blue Jays, again, total of 9 on this one. Blue Jays, still a very dangerous team at home. And, you know, a guy like Bautista and Encarnacion, they're fine versus righties. Donaldson's fine versus righties. Obviously better versus lefties. But you also got a pretty high price point. I think it's going to be another really under-owned stack today. The ballpark I like, but the opposition's pretty tough. So I don't see a big reason to necessarily load up on them. And same kind of goes for Baltimore. Their bats continue to be quiet. And Marco Estrada has been super consistent. Now, not consistent enough for us to use him for daily fantasy, but probably consistent enough for us to not load up too much against him. But we do have some solid enough prices there. Trumbo at 3.5, even Davis at 3.6. Pretty reasonable for the home run upside that they give you. Adam Jones, another leadoff home run yesterday. He's sitting at 3K. So he's another guy who's run really hot and cold over the last couple of years in Major League Baseball. And if he's getting into one of those hot streaks, you might want to jump on it. I believe he's got home runs in 2 of his last 3 games. If memory serves me, let me bring that up here real quick. Yeah, certainly looks like it. So, you know, for that reason, at 3K, I get it, but not a top targeted game of mine, despite, you know, 2 pretty good offenses in a very favorable ballpark. Astros and Tigers. You know, I said the other day there'd be a day to stack up the Astros. Well, guess what? I think that day could be today, going against Matt Boyd tonight. The lefty, I think this really sets up well for this Astros lineup. The usual suspects, Springer, Altuve, even Marwin gets overlooked a good bit, batting second. Correa today at 3.7, a nice cash game option potentially for us. Gattis, been pretty bad versus lefties, but he is just 2.9K, so you get pretty good value there. Bregman is now in the FanDuel player pool. He could be a value option for you at 2.7 tonight. And overall, I think Houston, a pretty high projected team total at 4.76 against Matt Boyd. Not a bad ballpark in Detroit. Certainly a team I'm interested in. And then on the opposite side, we've obviously got Miguel Cabrera and the Tigers. You know, Miggy at 3.6 still feels really underpriced for us here today. So I have no problem versus him. His, you know, kind of got his own reverse splits, much better versus righties than he has been against lefties. If Iglesias happens to be batting second again today, you could do worse for a shortstop punt than him at just 2.3K. But I think he'd have to be batting second in the lineup for me to want to go there. You know, V-Mart at 3-1, he's okay, but I think there's better catcher options for us tonight, potentially. Upton's been hitting the ball a little better at 3K versus McHugh. Probably not my favorite spot of the day, but Miggy Cabrera certainly, I think, in play for us. Yankees and Rays, Odorizzi and Nova. Odorizzi minus 111 here today, and only a 7.5 team total, so maybe not a ton of expected runs. It's just whether or not you're a believer in Ivan Nova. 3 of his last 4 starts, he's gone for just 1 earned run he's allowed. I'm not a believer. I think that he still leaves a lot to be desired. You look at the WOBA versus lefties, it's over 400. the ISO over two. And I think that the lefties are who I want from Tampa, and we're getting them cheap today. So I think they're definitely in play if you're playing the guys like Max Scherzer. Brad Miller, 3-5 is not cheap, but we get Dickerson potentially batting cleanup at 2-8. We've got Oswaldo Arcia at just 2.4 today, batting sixth. And then Kiermaier at 2.5. So I am kind of all about these Tampa Bay Rays lefties for our sharp value plays. And, looking at the rest of the guys out there, you know, Steve Pierce at 3.3, he's kind of a fun tournament option. I mean, if you're stacking them up, not playing Longoria might seem silly with his BVP here against Ivanova, 10 for 36 with three home runs. Pretty impressive there for him. Now, speaking of BVP, the Yankees versus Jake Odorizzi, and one of the best BVPs of the day belongs to Brian McCann, 12 for 23, three dongs, and just two strikeouts there against Odorizzi. So it doesn't look like Odorizzi's got particularly great numbers here against the Yankees. Three home runs to McCann, two to A-Rod, and then solo shots or single shots to Teixeira, Castro, and Brett Gardner in their career. So we'll see if he can hold up here. Stacking the Yankees, pretty silly option for me, but getting McCann at just 3.1, I think, is a very, very smart play today. Probably going to be the highest owned cash game play. You know, BVP still swings things, but especially when you've got good BVP against, I wouldn't say a bad pitcher, maybe a slightly above average pitcher, but in a really good price point, it's going to make him desirable. Gardner at 3.6, maybe a little bit of interest in him, but not a ton. Oakland and Indians. I think this game's going to be really overlooked. Nobody really plays many Indians, but they're a pretty good hitting team. And going against Kendall Graveman tonight, I think we could certainly, dig up and find some guys to play in this one. This could be a spot for maybe Carlos Santana at 3.9. He's had a great year leading off. Nobody ever pays that number for him just because he's pretty darn expensive. Now, hasn't been phenomenal the last week, but man, overall, if you look over the last month, it's double-digit city for him. So going against the righty and Graveman, I'm just fine with him in this matchup. And, Santana this season, 387 WOBA, 19 home runs against right-handed pitching. So don't sleep on him. And maybe don't sleep on Napoli. He gets the reputation of being so good versus lefties, but 18 home runs for him versus righties, 344 weighted OBA for him this season. Tyler Naquin, this is a guy we might want to look at, 438 WOBA against righties with, 12 home runs already this season. So I think that, he's a guy that I'm very interested in here today for the Indians. Probably more in a stacking sense because he's not cheap at 3.7. He's batting eighth. And that's the thing that you need to remember when you're stacking sometimes too. You don't necessarily have to go to the top of the order because when you are stacking, you're looking at it from a point of view of this team's going to score a bunch of runs. Team's going to score a bunch of runs, then the lineup's going to turn over plenty of times where even those guys at the bottom of the order are going to have four, potentially five at-bats. When you care about where the lineup order is, it's more for cash games because just getting that extra at-bat gives you that much more upside in terms of scratching across points, which we want to do. That's all we care about, are scratching across points in our cash games. And the more opportunities a guy has at the plate, the more opportunities they have to do that. So that's why a guy like Naquin, and I might be pronouncing his name wrong, this might be Naquin, but he's somebody that I'd love to stack up here today if I'm going with Indians. But they're not super mega priced, but they're not gimme prices. Probably can't make it work too clearly with Scherzer, but I think you could if you went with a Velasquez or a Porcello today. So I'll have an Indian stack worked in there somewhere. And then Trevor Bauer, he's another guy that I can't really get a good handle on. At times this season he's looked good, other times not so much. Minus 164 favorites, somewhat strong at home. 3.72 projected run total for Oakland today is not great. If you want to take a shot on a few guys, I think Vogt versus the righty, 3.2. He kind of falls into a nice category with Brian McCann tonight. Josh Reddick at 3.5. in the right splits today, potentially. But besides that, I'm not looking too hard at Oakland here. I think Bauer might show up tonight. Not a guy I'm looking to use because he's not cheap enough for me, but certainly not looking to the Oakland bats. Rockies and Mets. Mets versus Chatwood. Again, low total for the Rockies here, and Nolan Arenado is the cheapest I've ever seen at just 3K today against Steven Matz. I really can't understand why Arenado is only 3K versus Steven Matz. Yes, he's, what, no fantasy points in his last two games, but went for 12, 18, 34, 6, 32 in like the games prior to that. I mean, he's one of the best third basemans out there going against a lefty, which is, you know, I'd say not bad for Nolan Arenado. His numbers this season, you know, versus left-handers, 393 in the WOBA department, 20 or 5 home runs against lefties in just 97 at bats. So, I don't really get why he's 3K. So I'll probably have some exposure to him, even though this isn't a game that's expected to have necessarily a lot of runs to it. I don't mind him. Now, Trevor Story also priced down. He's got better splits versus lefties at just 3K, but he is so bad on the road, it's hard to get behind that. So I'm not stacking against Steven Matz at all, but I think one-offs with Story and Arenado are fine options today. And then Chatwood against the Mets. I just don't play Mets really very often. I mean, the salaries on these guys, pretty reasonable, but who really stands out for you? I mean, Granderson at 3-2, maybe. Just there's better guys you can get at that price point. Cespedes at 3-8, maybe, but same thing. So just not too comfortable rolling too many Mets out there here today. Cardinals and Marlins. Cardinals hit up Jose Fernandez last night. That was a surprise. We'll see if they can do it back-to-back games here against Jose Urena. They're actually dogs in this one, so I kind of question that myself. But we'll see what the lineup looks like. Greg Garcia is leading off at just 2.1. Definitely give him a look. I think Diaz maybe batting second at 2.9 could be a gimme cash game play today. It's a really low salary for him. And then even the righty bats in the middle of the order, Piscotty, Holiday, Jerko, all these guys are 3K, 3-1, 2.9. Not that they've got a high expected run total. They're under 4, but, you know, Jose Urena, I'm not sold that this guy is, you know, a legit starter in this league. So we saw them, you know, get hot yesterday versus Fernandez. Not a team that I'm going to probably stack up too much, but certainly I'm all like almost 1 through 8 fine with some one-offs here for your lineups, you know, for guys that you need to find value. Even Matt Adams at first base today at 3.1K. I'm fine with him against Jose Urena. Now, Mike Leake going against the Miami Marlins today. If you obviously pitched in the National League for a while, so you look at some of the history there, and you know, 1 for 10 for Yelich, 1 for 14 against Hecheverria. D. Gordon's back, 3 for 13. Giancarlo just 2 for 12. One of those did leave the ballpark, so not a ton of great BVP here for these Marlins bats against Leake. They're not going to be a top target of mine today. You know, D. Gordon's back, 3.5K. You love the speed he brings you batting near the top of the order. It's an okay price, not gimme, it's okay, but overall, not a game I'm really looking too hard at today. Phillies and Braves, Velasquez against Tyrell Jenkins, and boy, Mikel Franco, he's a late push into my DraftKings lineup, and I'm glad I put him in as he hit a 3-run homer in his first at-bat, and they put up some nice runs yesterday, and you know, he and Joseph, really power guys in that lineup, and Jenkins is a guy who, he really is not done particularly well finding the strike zone as a big league pitcher. Lots of walks, and when you get lots of walks, you put yourself in position to get hurt and obviously give up big home run totals. So I'm okay again with some Phillies here today. Both Franco and Joseph, 3-3, 3-1 are fine options. Herrera, a bit pricey at 3-8 today. If you needed a more of a punt play, Cameron Rupp at catcher, probably not too much today because we can get McCann and Vogt at just a couple hundred more. You know, just another option out there. Maybe Freddie Galvis if you're looking to, you know, put a three-man stack together with those two. I don't hate at just 2.9 tonight at shortstop. And then the Braves, Freddie Freeman's the one guy I would consider today, but he's a bit pricey at 3.7 today, so I'm probably not going to go there, especially considering I'm going to have some Vincent Velasquez exposure. it's kind of playing against yourself when you do that. So, nope, not going to probably go to the Braves tonight. Rangers-Royals, a low-scoring game last night. Some of the value out there for the Rangers didn't amount to much, but we'll see again tonight. If Joey Gallo hits a home run at 2K, could have some high scores out there because I think he's going to be a common play against Edison Volquez here in terms of a 2K crapper. Same with Mazzara at 2.2. Profar is the one that interests me a little bit here at just 2.7, potentially leading off. Weather-wise, still hot, 92 degrees. Volquez, a guy who can certainly lose it. So, again, top of the order options. Rougned Odor, home run for him last night. Love this guy's game. You know, really good hitter there in the five hole. 3.5. As for AJ Griffin, again, not a guy you need to pick on. And let's face it, the Royals bats, they're kind of ice cold right now. So I think it's a one-off stack for you with Morales, Hosmer, probably Salvador Perez. But there's just not enough upside in that lineup for me to use them too much. But a highest total at 9, both teams projected over 4 runs. So I get it in terms of the value option for the Rangers. You just hope last night was an anomaly, and they can get back to hitting the baseball. Pirates and Brewers, Steven Brault versus Junior Guerra. I don't know too much about Steven Brault, but he's, made one start in the big leagues this season, gave up 2 runs against the Cardinals, but if you look at his minor league numbers, 66 strikeouts, 22 walks in 10 starts. So 66 Ks in 50 and a third innings in AAA Indy. It's actually not terrible, you know. I don't know. I have to look a little bit further about his K upside, but, you know, he's 6.4 on FanDuel tonight, going against a team that strikes out almost more than anyone. That's somewhat interesting, but we saw Tyler Skaggs get the call up and pitch pretty well in his first start this season. We'll see if Brault could do it, but the problem is you got a lefty versus the Brewers, and that's not the handedness I'd prefer to have on the mound against the Brewers. So, probably not going to go that route. Let me see if he is a 4K crapper there on DraftKings. Yeah, 4,100. You could probably make a little bit more of an argument for him over there just because that price point is so low and it appears like he trends for a little bit of strikeout upside based on the minor league numbers and going against a strikeout team. But I don't think I'd put it in my cash games, but to kind of differentiate in tournaments, I can get it. In terms of the bats in this one, again, great ballpark out here in Milwaukee, and we saw the Pirates put up some big runs the other day. Andrew McCutchen with a really big day, kind of finally broke out. If he's back in the lineup tonight, I'd be fine with him. Believe he's sitting, he was 3K the other day. He is 3,400 here tonight, so I don't know if he's going to have 41 fantasy points, but, you know, obviously, hopefully that momentum can, you know, continue going against Guerra tonight. Fine matchup. Probably would prefer a few of the lefties, though. A guy like Polanco at 370 is a little bit more. I'd have some interest in him, but not a lot of right-handed or left-handed hitting in that lineup for Pittsburgh. And if you look at Guerra, let's take a look quickly at his numbers here versus right-handers. And he is... here we go. Righty splits 282 with a 142 ISO. So he's been pretty tough versus right-handers. So for that reason, it's tough to kind of get excited about the Pirates. Brewers always stackable because they've got so much power in guys like Carter and Braun. We saw Hernan Perez with a really nice game the other night. Perez at just 2.9K versus a lefty. That's something to get excited about. It. You know, if you look at the splits on him, 368 WOBA this season, 5 home runs versus lefties. It's pretty impressive there. So Braun with the 433 WOBA against left-handers. So, yeah, definitely some guys to look at for the Brewers tonight. White Sox and Twins, Quintana versus Ricky Nolasco, this game in Minnesota. Quintana, I kind of glossed over him. He's all right. I mean, Minnesota leaves a lot to be desired here with bats. But the price, certainly in DraftKings, not a gimme. FanDuel, a little bit more reasonable. But do we trust that White Sox offense? Maybe today we can. And I'm going to call a Jose Abreu home run tonight. Hasn't hit one in about a month. believe it or not, but he's got two against him in his career. Nolasco, I think he's allowed like eight in his last seven starts. So at just 2.7K, I don't think I'm rolling cash games with Jose Abreu, but he's going to have minuscule ownership in tournaments, and I still think he gives you some power upside. That ballpark, definitely, I think, more shaded towards power than anything else. So I don't mind Jose Abreu today for the savings that you get against Ricky Nolasco. Frazier, of course, always big home run upside at 3.4K. Not a gimme price tag tonight. And then on the twin side of things, Sano looks overpriced at 3.8. Dozier at 3.2. If he's leading off, pretty solid spot for him, maybe in cash games against the lefty Quintana. And if Kenny's Vargas is batting cleanup again at 2.8 versus the lefty, you could might be able to get a little bit excited about that. But again, at 2.8, I'd rather go to Abreu at 2.7 in that same game. Save you 100 and like that upside just a little bit more. So there you go. Let's move on to Red Sox and Angels. Again, Red Sox, I don't know if it was the travel or what, but the bats did not wake up against Jared Weaver. I expect them to do a little bit better against Tim Lincecum, who's been a punching bag here in the month of July. How bad, you ask? Well, let's bring up his numbers here. You're looking at 38 hits, 19 earned runs in 16 innings. That's right, 19 earned runs, 16 innings in July. So doesn't bode well for him going against the Red Sox here. In terms of the salaries for these guys, obviously you got Ortiz over 5. You've got Betts at 4-5. I think Bogaerts today at 4K, more reasonably on DraftKings and FanDuel, but he's got a 10-game hit streak going. I mean, if you're paying down for some guys and you want to stack up Red Sox versus Lincecum, I don't blame you one bit. Bottom of the order, you got Holt and Leon probably today at under 3K. So kind of getting back to the stacking side of things. You don't necessarily have to go with guys at the top of the order. Porcello's been too good to like pick on here today, so I'm not really interested in too many bats here for the Angels. The run total under 4 today. Maybe Cole Calhoun at 3K because he's swinging a decent bat. Nice splits matchup for him, and the price is fair. But besides that, Boston's the side you want. Maeda against Godley today, and Maeda's actually the highest favorite of the day, and I didn't talk about him in the pitching segment. And maybe I should have because, he's probably maybe going to get the most likely to get the win points today. The problem is I just don't trust that offense behind them. But the Arizona Diamondbacks projected for the lowest run output today at under 3. Just the K upside is questionable there in this matchup. Godley, he is luck boxed his way into a couple of wins in the last few starts. I don't think that necessarily happens today. I can't get behind Arizona with that team total in that ballpark, so I think they're an easy fade. As for the Dodgers here against Godley, who I'm not a fan of, I think that Corey Seager today, sharp second base option at just 3.5K. Gonzalez, just think his best days are probably beyond him, so I'm not looking to him too much. Grandal at 2.9K, that's a reasonable price tag for a guy who I think has the third most home runs at the catching position, 12 home runs this season versus righties. So, he's fine at just 2.9 today. And Jock is always a tournament-only play just because the home run upside at 3.4. But I'd only use him probably in a stack. If I was going to stack it up, maybe a Grandal, Jock, Seager, and then Turner, maybe, probably the way I would do it if I was going to stack up Dodgers tonight. Not my favorite one of the bunch, but 4.5, the expected run total, and Godley's not very good. Nationals and Giants, again, playing hitters against Max Scherzer doesn't seem like a profitable endeavor, so I'm not going to do it. Taking hitters against Jeff Samardzija, a little bit better. You know, a guy like Bryce Harper, maybe starting to swing the bat a little bit better. I can consider him today, but he's not cheap. Yesterday we got him at 3.2, tonight at 3.9. Ramos at 3K versus a righty, I like that a lot. Trey Turner did it again last night, another nice game. This guy just keeps on hitting. Salary is rising, though, at 3.4, but I don't think it's out of range for the shortstop spot today, so I'll give him a little bit of consideration, especially in that ballpark, because he's not a guy who gets his fantasy points in home runs, and that's a ballpark that suppresses home runs a good bit. So shouldn't have that much of effect on him today. Murphy at 3.6 in that matchup, okay. But Turner's kind of the one-off. Turner and Harper would be my one-offs in this matchup that I'd be looking to today for the Nationals. Not a top option for me. I'd much rather go to this next game, Reds and Padres, Finnegan against Edwin Jackson. Believe it or not, Padres are favored in this one, so that kind of worries me a little bit about my cheapy Brandon Finnegan talk earlier. But again, Finnegan, you're getting a guy who's 5.8K. You've got to temper your expectations a little bit, and you got to think that that offense can continue to keep it going here today. Billy Hamilton, still reasonably priced, and what can we say? This guy continues to get it done. In terms of his production at the top of the order, 36, 12, 15, 33, 9, 33. So, again, he gets on base. You're almost locked to get fantasy points from him today. Jay Bruce at 4K, swinging a hot stick. Votto at 3.9, or both at 3.9, excuse me, with hot sticks tonight. Duvall's kind of cooled down just a little bit, but I don't mind him one bit at 3.1 here. Again, this ballpark in San Diego, it's big, but this is a high total at 8.5. You don't see those a whole lot there. I think we're going to see some more runs. The Reds, you know, didn't have trouble scoring runs out there in San Francisco. I think they can keep it going against Edwin Jackson. And this could be a spot, though, maybe for the Padres as well. If you, you know, they struggle versus right-handed pitching, but against lefties, you've got way more options here. Matt Kemp at 3.2. Could be a sharp cash game option today. His Wova versus lefties is elite. Will Myers today kind of cooled off after the really hot first half of the season, but in a decent spot here against Brandon Finnegan, I can get behind that. Dickerson, probably not lefty on lefty. I'd probably prefer to go Solarte if you needed to at 3.3, but I think the Padres probably more one-off options for me rather than cash game plays. Derek Norris, your last option at catcher at just 2.9. So there you have it. That's your rundown for this Friday. We certainly appreciate you guys giving us a listen and a download here on the podcast. And do me a favor, support our sponsors. We've got FanDuel. And, of course, we've got Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. They proudly support this Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. And they're bringing the mortgage approval process into the 21st century. Fast, powerful, completely online. Rocket Mortgage has taken all the complicated, time-consuming parts of applying for a mortgage out of the equation. If you hate searching through stacks of old files and paperwork, with Rocket Mortgage, you can easily share your bank statements and pay stubs at a touch of a button, helping you get approved in minutes for a custom mortgage solution that's been tailored to your unique financial situation. Even better, with Rocket Mortgage, you can do all this on your phone or tablet. It's a quick online process that you can manage from the convenience of your couch. So if you're looking to refinance your mortgage, buy a home, check out Rocket Mortgage today over at quickenloans.com/dailyfix. That's quickenloans.com/dailyfix. Disclaimer, equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org number is 3030. And that wraps us up for tonight. Again, Grinders Live, loading you up all day today with live content, helping you build your lineups. Last night for XM for us this baseball season. I know it's sad, but they turned the calendar. So last night with me and STL Cardinals, we'll be back Saturday night, I know. And then obviously football season, we're crossing our fingers. We're back on Sunday mornings. But certainly appreciate them giving us the platform all summer long. But we know NFL pays the bills, and we get it. We understand it. But still, we're going to be pumping out the content for you daily over on RotoGrinders.com. Till Monday, have yourself a great Friday, a great weekend. Good luck out there playing DFS, and we will see ya.
Thanks for listening to the RotoGrinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Don't miss an episode by subscribing to it on iTunes and Stitcher. And for up-to-the-minute DFS news, please follow us on Twitter at RotoGrinders.